From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. The Missouri House has given initial approval to send some Clean Missouri provisions back to voters. In November, 62% of voters approved the measure that took the redrawing of voter districts out of legislators' hands and shifted the responsibility to a nonpartisan demographer. Meg Cunningham has more.
The House wants to roll that provision back and give lawmakers the power to weigh in on district drawing. Opponents of making the change say lawmakers are going against the wishes of Missouri voters. Representative Peter Meredith says the change will decrease transparency in the redistricting process.
But what voters said very clearly in November is they want transparency. So it literally undoes what voters just voted on.
Supporters of the measure say that voters were unclear on what exactly they were voting for last November. If the amendment gets passed by the state's General Assembly, it will have to go back on the ballot for voter approval. In Jefferson City, I'm Meg Cunningham.
A Columbia Teachers Union has filed a lawsuit against Columbia Public Schools. The lawsuit, filed yesterday by the Columbia Missouri National Education Association, says the Columbia School Board did not meet its recent demands over salary, benefits, and other issues. The lawsuit says individual teachers and the association's collective bargaining rights should be protected under Article 1, Section 29 of the Missouri Constitution. It says recent contract negotiations show CPS bargaining in bad faith. The Columbia Missourian Reports Association President Kathy Steinhoff spoke at last week's school board meeting to convince the board to continue exclusively bargaining with the association as the recognized union for CPS teachers. The University of Kansas Hospital, St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City, and Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis are among 14 transplant centers suing the government over a new liver allocation policy. As Dan Margulies reports, the policy takes effect at the end of this month.
The policy changes the regional system for allocating livers to one that gives priority to the sickest patients. That has hospitals like Barnes, University of Kansas, and St. Luke's upset because their regions have higher rates of donor registration than others. More than 13,000 people in the U.S. are awaiting liver transplants, but only 7,000 livers are available. The lawsuit filed in Atlanta federal court describes the policy as, quote, the product of an opaque, reckless process, unquote. Barnes Jewish Hospital has performed more than 2,100 liver transplants since 1985. I'm Dan Margulies.
A new report from the Department of Revenue shows state revenue has increased compared to this time last year, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. The report says Missouri's revenue is 0.06%, or $4.1 million higher than in 2018. This report comes as a partial relief for state legislators, as earlier revenue totals created concerns that Missouri would not have enough tax revenue to meet its budget demands. In early April, totals were 4.26%, or $290 million lower than in 2018. It is still unclear if the state will meet its growth projection. Revenue totals from tax filings will not be finalized until early May. Next year's budget is predicated on state revenue growth of 1.7%. The Senate will continue discussing the 2020 budget this week. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.